This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, producers, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. Which is why more and more farmers across America entrust their crop handling to Brandt. Are you familiar with Brandt? Oh, they've earned a superb reputation up on the Canadian prairie. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, with a plant in Bloomington, Illinois, turning out swing-away augers and other products designed especially for U.S. corn and soybean growers, made in the USA for U.S. producers. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand next week at the Husker Harvest Day Show, Grand Island, Nebraska, at Lot 718. At that show Tuesday through Thursday, want to be number one, producers? Well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Our travels this next week will take us to Nebraska, Grand Island, where that Husker Harvest Day show opens Tuesday morning. We'll help open it at the new paved site. But very much on my mind will be a community about 300 miles west of there, in Banner County, Nebraska, way out west in the panhandle, where folks have ridden the emotional roller coaster this past week with high school football player Drew Haley and his family. On the football field during a game last week, Drew got hurt when he was tackled after catching a pass. He hurt his knee. But the problem was far worse than that. Drew's knee was not only dislocated, his tibia bone suffered a fracture, and a vital artery that supplies blood to the lower leg and foot was damaged. And when the doctors realized how serious the injury was, they flew him to a Colorado hospital, and by Sunday morning, more than 50 hours after Drew was tackled, physicians realized his lower leg had been without blood too long and could not be saved. Now imagine yourself or your family in this situation. How would you handle it? Well, according to Sydney, Nebraska newspaper man Don Ogle, the Haleys are handling it remarkably well. Drew Haley, a high school junior, is already setting goals to play basketball next year and to work at a scout camp next summer. His mother says Drew has been joking with the doctors and anticipating the opportunities, not wallowing in self-pity, but thinking of what opportunities he'll have to meet and help and lift and comfort others. Drew's mom, Allison, says in her words now, "It'll be awesome to find out over the coming days, weeks, and years why Drew has been given this difficulty for his gain." She wrote, "Who will he meet? Who besides Drew will this help? How does Drew's amputation help him and others?" There at Dalton, Nebraska, population 315, out there surrounded by those center pivot irrigation circles, local folks will have a front row seat for watching the continued growth and maturing of their youth, including Drew Haley. And folks who meet him upon first impression might think he's missing something. But judging from what we've learned of Drew and what we've heard from his mom, he won't miss a thing. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.